Now, the government is preparing to repeal legislation that banned a celebrated book about a couple, a Kerry man and a Cork woman, a book that sparked vigorous debate in the Oireachtas at the time and across the pages of the newspapers in the 1940s. Not the only book that will be repealed, other works by major international and Irish writers as well. Recently, there was a gathering at Guggan Barra to celebrate the book about Tadhg Buckley, Tadhg Ó Buachalla, who was originally from Kilgarvan, and his wife Anastasia, the tailor in Ansey, to mark how it was banned in the 1940s under the Censorship and Publications Act. That's the name of the book. It was written by Eric Cross, and the event in Guggan Barra was held to celebrate the right to freedom of expression. We're going to talk in a moment with Neil Lucy, who is the owner of the Guggan Barra Hotel, and Sean O'Toole-Owen, who is Cumann Sara Uibhlíre, the Ballingeary and Shigeala Historical Society, about this. But first, we're going to hear a long excerpt, or a longer excerpt, of from the book. Joe McGill as recorded for us here on Radio Kerry, where the couple are horrified that a married woman doesn't know the difference between a bull and a cow.
"I was just thinking," said the tailor amidst the engrossment of poking and prodding his pipe, "before you came in."
"Pity you haven't something better to do," interrupted Anstey, "but be poking your old pipe and smoking like a chimney and thinking all day."
"I was just thinking,"
says he, as though he had a great wonder done,
she repeats venomously.
"Hold your whisht, woman. I was not talking to you."
"What started it was a woman who walked down the road the other day while I was standing to the cow. When she saw the cow, I declare to God, didn't she ask me if it was a bull or a cow? A bull or a cow? Glory be, asked if it was a bull or a cow," echoes the chorus.
"And she wasn't a young woman either, and she was married by the ring on her finger."
"Married and asked was it a bull or a cow?"
Anstey is stunned with amazement. The joke seems too absurd even for her.
"Hold your divil,"
she hurls at the tailor to check his extravagance.
"It passes all belief. And she had been drinking milk all of her life, and man alive, she didn't know the difference between a bull and a cow."
Yeah, remarkable stuff. There's an excerpt from the book Taylor Nancy by Eric Cross, a book which was banned in 1940s Ireland. As I said, with me on the line to talk about this in the event which was held in Guggan Barra, Neil Lucy, owner of the Guggan Barra Hotel, and Sean O'Toole-Owen with the Ballingeary and Shigeala Historical Society. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us about this remarkable book. Neil, if I can start with you, tell me about the event that was held, first of all, in Guggan Barra.
So, McMahon, Jerry, the event that was held in Guggan Barra was, it was in defence of the freedom of expression, and it's a lady that was named by the name of Margaretta Darcy, who actually unfortunately died last year. She's a lovely, lovely lady. But what she wanted was to, she wanted to hold an event every year for people that had lost their freedom of expression over in different times in Ireland and abroad. Mm-hmm. And so what they did in this situation was they commemorated the tailor Nancy, Tadhg Ó Buachalla, and his beloved wife, Anstey, and they commemorated them in Guggan, and they laid a wreath at the grave, and they also created a short play to represent what happened to them as regards the Shannon and the debate in the Shannon and how the tailor Nancy felt about it. And it was actually really, really well done. There was a lovely crowd here, and it was very much appreciated. Padre Rita did MC for the day, and he interviewed my mother, Breda Lucy, and more characters that were in the room as well. And it was very much a sense of, you know, these people were done badly by the censorship board at the time, and it was veering on those kind of thoughts. And it was actually very well done.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, very, really well done. No, Tadhg passed away in 1945, a couple of years after the controversy of the book. And Sean O'Toole-Owen, why was the book banned? Can you tell me?
Well, after the independence and after the Free State was set up, kind of Ireland went on a conservatization of society. So things like divorce was banned around 1926, and in 1926 as well, they brought in the Censorship Act so as to protect public morality. And from then on, there was a constant chorus of people objecting to it. And one of among those was Seán Ó Fáil Láin and Frank O'Connor. their objective was, as well as a lot of other people, was to get rid of it because it was absurd. It was a stupid law, and it was being used very widely to ban loads of things. And Eric Cross was in Google on how the Care Lancet came to be published was through Seana Foilán, because he was editing a magazine called The Bell, and Eric Cross was staying in Gugan, and he had visited the Tiernanstey, because at night there was no television, so they were sent around the countryside visiting the neighbours. So he sent a story into Seana Foilán, into The Bell. It was published, and then Seana Foilán asked him, could he do a longer book? And so Eric Cross did, and was published in 1941 about, and it was it went on sale, like no big deal about it anyway. But after a while, it was banned,
yeah,
because it was in its overall tendency indecent, and loads of other books were banned. And then Senator John Keane was in the Senate, and he was against the restrictiveness of the Censorship Act. And he wanted to bring in a motion saying that to repeal the Censorship Act. And he used three different books to show how stupid the Censorship Act was. One of them was a book on family planning, which actually was promoting natural forms of family planning, I suppose the Billings method and stuff like that. But of course, yeah, it had something to do with sex, so it was banned. Another book was a book by Kate O'Brien. And one of the characters in it may have been a lesbian, so that was banned. And then the Tiernanstey was to a lot of people, it was just mocking country people. And there were parts of it which had stories like that about the bull. And there was another one where they were sitting around the fire, and the Sultan of some place said that he had 300 wives, and they figured out that it would take him 30 years without holidays to get his conjugal rights for all of them. So that was then. that was another black mark against it. And John Keane used it as an example. So
yes,
of how stupid it was, all these books being banned. And the debate in the Shannon then was reported in the papers, and it was awful, the abuse the man got, Senator John Keane. In the end, I think himself and only one other senator voted in favour of his motion. Everybody else voted against it.
And oh my God.
Lambasted it, and he was told to feck off back over to his own people in England. Like, the man was from County Waterford, and his family were always from County Waterford, but he was a Protestant. So
they
had that
against black
him.
Mark.
Another black mark, yes.
Yeah.
So, so it was banned. And but what happened locally was that when the things were in the paper, the bishop must have gone on to the local parish priest, Jack Murphy, Michael Murphy. And he went up to the tailor with his two curates, one of whom was Jack Murphy, who was, we knew him, myself and Neil, probably he confirmed us, or he was there when we were confirmed. And the bishop sent him up, I presume it was Bishop Colin, and sent the parish priest up, and they made the tailor kneel down at his hearth and burn a copy of the book. Like, and
oh my God.
The tailor was 82 at this stage in 1942, and it was because of the debate in the Senate that was done to the tailor, and it was just ridiculous. And the clerical bullying at the highest order, like, but it was par for the course of the day. And
was
the reason.
Yeah.
That's the background to why it was a big deal at the time. It wasn't that the book itself was banned, that there was a re-raw about that. It was the Senate debates and the fact that it was publicised that got people's backs up, and that they were against the book. Like,
okay. Okay, gentlemen, stay with me. We're going to talk a bit more about this. We want to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more on the Taylor and Nancy after we take these. Yeah, we're talking about the news that, well, the plan is for censorship records on various different books, including the Taylor and Anstey, are to be repealed. We've got Neil Lucy, the owner of the Guggan Barrow Hotel, and Sean O'Sullivan of the Ballingeary and Shkila Historical Society with us on the line to talk about this. And Neil, look, is that the hope here that, you know, and I know the Minister, it's a responsibility that's recently transferred from the Department of Justice to the Department, the OPW, effectively, the Department of Communications, that Minister for Culture, Sport and Tourism, Patrick O'Donovan, has confirmed that the steps to repeal the censorship acts will be taken by his department, and this will be removed from the record.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, because in a lot of people's mind that book is forever banned, and there was always that question of why was it banned, and what is the stories that are actually in there. So it would be good now if. I mean, eventually that the Taylor and Anstey, as one says, they can be rested in peace, and to know that there is nothing in there against them, because a lot of people thought that. They were great friends with the literary set at the time, which was Sean O'Faylon, Frank O'Connor, Colin Murphy has been here as well, Eric Cross, and Frank O'Connor was very anti-censorship as well, so he pushed the story of the Taylor and Anstey. And in the very start of it there, in the foreword, it represents the Taylor and Anstey being basically ostracised and that the people never visited again. But that was not true. That was Frank O'Connor kind of pushing his way so he could get the censorship board on his side. Because once all this happened, when the book came out, initially there were stories about the neighbours which were not all accepted, but that settled down. But then when the whole thing about this book being banned, people just could not figure out why it was banned. And there was that struggle is still there, even this community at this time is like, why was the book banned? So an appeal of all this now would actually, the Taylor can rest in peace as such.
Yeah, he certainly can. And look, Sean, was here, Tygo Bukala, he was born in Kilgarvan. He became a tailor, took to the craft of tailoring at an early age. Sometime in 1863 he was born, and ended up over the border. Two remarkable people, himself and his wife.
Were you asking me, Sean Sullivan? Were you asking me?
Yes, I was. Okay. Yes.
The sound is kind of bad. He was born in Laherne. He'd be a lot closer to Ballingeary now than just Kilgarvan, like. He was over the hill west of Grossmount, and he was from a large family. He was the seventh. He wasn't actually a seventh son. I think he was the seventh child of a seventh son, and of which he used to joke about. But he contracted polio at a young age, and at the time, tailoring was the go-to job for people who had contracted polio. So he served his time in Killarney, and then he actually worked. He worked over in Scotland, and he spent a bit of time in Belfast. And while he was in Belfast, he was hung over a bridge. And told to curse the Pope, which he duly did, and because he said it was a lot safer than the alternative, and he returned to Kerry then, and he used to come over the hill, making people suits, and he eventually, there was a match made between himself and Anstey McCarthy, who was actually from a house just within 200 yards of the hotel in Guggan, kind of across the lake, that her father, Justin McCarthy, was there. And then he got a council cottage shortly before the Taylor and Anstey got married, and they moved down to where the house is now, on halfway up the road from let's say the road up to Guggan, about a mile down from the hotel. And he, the Taylor and Anstey, moved in there, and they lived there, and they raised their two sons, Patrick and Jackie, and they like Jackie and Patrick don't get any mention in the book, even though they were in their 20s and 30s at the time, and Jackie was living in the house with them at the time, like, but they don't get any mention in the book. But going back to Frank O'Connor and his, he wrote when it was unbanned, Brian Lenehan TD in 1963, he was the Minister for Justice, and he brought in, he amended the Act to allow books to be unbanned after 10 years being banned. And Right. So the all the books we wrote before 1953 were unbanned. So the Taylor Anstey was unbanned along with everything else, and a new foreword by Frank O'Connor went in. And in it, he kind of caustically said like that the locals boycotted the Taylor Anstey afterwards, and they didn't. And he alluded to one story where he was inside visiting the Taylor Anstey, and the locals came up and barricaded the door. But actually what happened was that Jackie was above playing cards in the hotel in Gugan with a couple of his friends, and they were walking away home, and Jackie went away and home, and the two friends decided to play a trick on him. So they stuck a kippin into the latch of the door, the other way, a thumb latch on the outside.
Oh,
of the door.
Yes. Yeah.
So they stuck a kippin into it to make it difficult for them to come out because they had visitors. Like, it was just a joke. And then so Frank O'Connor kind of, Jackie had to come out through the window to take out the stick to let open the door.
Yeah.
It was a common thing for people to do blackguarding like that. Like, but Frank O'Connor turned it into a boycott, which was very unfair. And on the law.
It certainly was. Yeah, sorry, go on very briefly, Sean, yeah.
But I presume at the moment what the repeal of the Censorship Act is they're getting rid of the Censorship Act so that nobody else can come along and kind of reactivate it.
Reignite it.
Yeah.
And, but that's probably a good idea.
Good idea, yes, yeah, just because anybody could come along, let's say, in a couple of years' time, and they wouldn't need to go through all the rigmarole of bringing a bill to the Dáil and getting the President to sign it if the act is already there, so it needs to be removed.
Yeah.
But going back to the Taylor died then in 1945, and there was a lovely documentary made in 1978 by Colm Kenny. He was Professor of Media above in DCU afterwards.
Yes.
Called A Star Danced. And he was in it. There's a woman from Cork who was a friend of the Taylors as well. She was a chemist in Cork. Her name kind of escapes, you know. And she described the Taylor's funeral. And she said the crowd were there when they took the coffin from the house up to the oratory in Gugan. And she doesn't mention the clergy at all. In it, she says the place was mobbed. And the thing she remembered about it was the brightly coloured coat that everybody was wearing, because it was cold.
Oh, brilliant.
And
yeah.
It stood out for her.
It stood out for her. Brilliant. Listen, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks a million for telling us the story on the programme this morning. We'll hear more on that when the repeal comes through. But my thanks to both Neil Lucy, owner of the Gugan Barrow Hotel, and Sean O'Sullivan as well.